Oh, happy Independence Day.
Woohoo!
It is the July 4th edition of the Gunsmith Show. They had to drag me back in.
Hey.
Jacob's back at work, so you got sidekick.
He's a little tired today.
You're going to have to carry the whole show, Jake.
I can try. It's a special day for Jake, though, too, because it's Brittany's birthday. She was born on the 4th of July.
No, she wasn't.
She was. She thinks fine
born on the 4th of July. That is so cool.
And she's so
well, happy birthday, Brittany.
She's having a huge party, and he doesn't have time to be here this morning.
Well, yeah. But he's making cupcakes and doing all sorts of stuff. Painting her toenails.
He's got the smoker going. He's got everything going. I'm going, when I leave here, I'm going to pick up the dry ice and the ice cream thing from Have a Bar.
Nice. You know,
so I got a busy day today. And he's like, Dad, I just don't have time. And I said, Dan can take time out of his holiday weekend.
Well, yeah.
So here we are. But it's all good. It is the Gunsmith Show, and we're here on Saturday morning. So let's make it happen. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center, right on Dort Highway, Burton, Michigan. Lovely Burton, Michigan. You know, I started thinking, they're kind of like the car doctors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because all the terrible things that the state of Michigan does to your car, they can fix it. Alignments, tires, rims, shocks.
Listen, with the heat we've been having, too, you know, if the AC is not working, you're feeling it. If you're getting ready to hit the road, the last thing you want is for a belt to break or a hose. They'll do an inspection, make sure the coolant is where it needs to be, all that stuff.
Boy, talk about hitting the road. I can't believe how packed I-75 was this week. There's a lot of people going north.
Yes, there are.
I'm glad. You know, I don't understand is how gas can be $1.99 at Buc-ee's in Ohio, but it's still $4 a gallon here.
What?
Yeah. It's just ridiculous how the taxes are hurting us here in Michigan. But you know, we're not here to talk politics. Well, now we're not here to talk politics.
I think we're going to talk a little bit about the gun you have.
Yeah, exactly right. The gun you have.
And we want, but just to finish up, Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto.
Oh yeah.
You know, take your
awesome
car there.
People.
Great folks.
You can always link to them right from our website too, and you'll find out more about them there. They have a Facebook page, but they don't have a lot of a website because you don't need it. You just call them and deal with them direct. 810-743-4210. And remember, you can always, if you're confused or you know, what did that guy say? Go to the GSS.com and it's right there on the website, right at the bottom of the page. You'll see right across scrolling. You can click right on it and get all their information.
Dort Highway, just around the corner from the station, just south of Bristol Road there. Been around since 1977, keeping cars on the road.
Yep. So the gun you have, Dan, and the thought of this is think about the guns you have. If you're lucky enough to have guns, you're American, you probably should. But anyways, and then there's questions. There's a question mark. But the statement is the gun you have. The question mark is it enough gun? Is it practical for you? Is it okay for you to practice with? Is it affordable enough for you to shoot? Is the ammo easy enough to get a hold of so that you can always have a new stock of ammo and shoot it on the weekends and not break the bank? But it kind of goes back to that affordability and comfortability. Is it comfortable for you to shoot? Is it affordable for you to shoot? So those are the questions I ask. And I pose this because I read a lot of stuff every week, and I've been reading a little bit from the USCCA books and United States Concealed Carry Association, and they put some very good articles out there. And there was one article all about the practicality of the guns you have.
You know what? It reminds me of that hippie song. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're
love
with.
The one you're with, yeah.
To love the gun,
sure where you were going.
Love the gun you have. I knew you weren't.
Love the gun you're with.
Love the gun you're with.
Well, I've been called a blockhead, so I carry Glocks a lot. So, anyways,
Glock.
Yeah, there you go. So, honestly, the whole thing was the whole subject line was a writing in USCCA's book, and. This girl makes so much sense. Her name is Kristen Jackson. So I'm pretty proud of her. So if you have the book, if you get it, if you're a USCCA member, you'll get the book. It's the May June catalog or whatever they send you. But anyways, along the affordability lines, things have come a long way. When I was a kid, and I literally, we're going back to 1986, my first snub-nose revolver, which was my concealed carry piece in Florida, was a Charter Arms 38 Special. And back then, I think I paid $159.95 for it, you know? And, you know, that same gun today, Dan, is about $300. Still functions. I'm sure that one still works fine. I sold it years ago, upgraded to a bigger Smith & Wesson 357, or not Smith & Wesson, a Ruger Security 6 snub stainless steel. Beautiful handgun. Wished I wouldn't have got rid of that one, but I've said that 1,000 times. But that $300 spent today on that Charter Arms, it's not a bad deal. There's other guns you can choose that might be better, a Ruger or a Smith & Wesson, but it's still affordable. For a tool that can save your life, it's affordable. $300 is not bad. So if you're wanting the John Wick experience, well, it's a whole different story. You got to go to the bank. You got to get financing. It's real easy to spend between $2,500 and $5,000 on that style of gun, whether it's a Staccato or if you're getting into a Nighthawk Custom or an Ed Brown Custom. There's some of these guns in the high end and the Shadow lines, the high end Glocks. When they're all souped up, they can easily jump from that $2,500 to $4,500 range. So the wow factor is a 10. But the ouch factor stings a little. It's kind of like getting bit by a rattlesnake. Yeah. God, that's going to leave a mark.
Got to upgrade your wardrobe, too.
Yeah, you got to get
gotta those suits. Got to have a jacket.
Got to have those suits.
I have a makeup artist.
That bounce the bullets off.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen those on the shelf at Men's Warehouse at all.
No.
I look, but they never have them. Not that I go to Men's Warehouse very often. But I did get asked to get a Sage tuxedo or suit for a fall event we're doing.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Sage. Mm-hmm. That's the color. It's a fall thing.
Gotcha.
I said, I can go in pumpkin. I can be the great pumpkin. And they said, no, we want you in sage. So anyways.
Sage tuxedo coat.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So you have to determine what your practicality level is with what you're going to buy so that the gun you have is what fits you, physically, as well as I guess, practicality with your ability to afford it and be able to afford to shoot it. So, like, what made me think about this was the other day, I got a box of 32 rimfire cartridges.
Yeah.
Probably from 1910. The box is in perfect shape. My buddy Tim Look got them for me and he gave them to me, and he goes, nobody wanted these at the sale. I'm looking at them going, well, rare. I don't think I've ever put my hands on one. It's like a giant 22 shell, but it's a 32 caliber instead of a 22 caliber.
Mm.
Perfect box, cardboard box in perfect shape.
It's an antique.
So I go online, I look, $250 for 50 rounds. And there's 50 rounds perfect in this box.
Man.
And I'm like, well, that's going to sit on my shelf till I die probably. But anyways, the point is,
you're not going to take those to the range and just shoot them off.
If you had a 32 rimfire, it's an antique.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to shoot the ammunition because you can't get more. They don't make those shells anymore.
Right.
They just don't make them. A rimfire is a completely different animal. So that wouldn't be a good practice.
So that's as opposed to a center fire.
Exactly, which has a primer in the middle, like a 9mm shell.
Yeah.
Like that shell there right here in the studio, we got a 9mm. Groot is hanging onto a 9mm shell.
Got on the end
that's
of his finger.
That's a center fire with a small pistol primer. This doesn't have that. It's like a 22 rim. You pinch the rim to make it fire. So it's a rim fire. It squishes the rim, ignites the nitro that's in there, and it fires the shell. It's really neat how it works.
That's weird.
That's how 22s work. They're rim fires as opposed to center fire.
Gotcha.
So rim fires are not reloadable per se.
Right.
Center fires, I reload all the time.
That makes
sense.
That's
my hobby. That and eating.
Yeah, rim fire because you've been drinking
coffee.
But once you've pinched that end to make it fire, it's not reusable.
It's salvageable brass is
right.
What it is. There is ways of making it work, but it's very tedious.
Yeah.
And the cost of that ammunition, the cost of the 22s has always been so low that nobody worries about fixing it. But a 32 might be a different story.
Gotcha.
But anyways, this is it's heirloom quality ammunition I got a hold of. But it made me wonder, you know, it's kind of a reality check. Are you like carrying a 32 ACP or a 25 ACP where shells are almost prohibitive, to where you're talking like $2 a round when you pull the trigger? Or something weird like that 32 rim fire,
yeah,
or a 41 pin fire. Very, very odd things out there that wouldn't make sense for you to have as a practical home defense gun.
Every day, sort of.
Yeah, it's just not for it. So this reality check from Kristen Jackson with USCCA, this is what she says. Reality of affordable firearms. Caliber and size matter. It isn't worth saving a few dollars if you're stuck with a short-barreled pistol with a ridiculous trigger pull and a crazy muzzle rise. So that's a very true statement. There are some small pistols, like our friend Christine, who used to work with us. She wanted a smaller pistol for personal carry, kind of a go-to-the-mailbox pistol. And she got a real small 380, and it kicked so much she didn't like shooting it.
Oh, yeah.
It was so small. And then another one of our friends got one too, and they felt the same way. So, what we talk about is we need to get guns that fit your body physically and are comfortable to shoot. So with this short barrel pistol, that ridiculous muzzle rise and trigger pull so hard, a lot of times those little tiny guns, the trigger pull is so hard, you're pulling yourself off target when you're pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
You're missing the paper
right
at 10 feet.
Yeah.
You're not even hitting paper at 10 feet. So that tiny little gun is probably going to be more punishing to shoot and harder to shoot than a larger gun in a bigger caliber that's more affordable to shoot. So life choices matter. So that's what this all boils down to. Get out and shoot it. The best way to choose what works for you is to get out and shoot it. If it doesn't work for you, if you're uncomfortable, don't choose that gun. So it makes sense to go to like Williams Gun Site, rent guns, check them out, and you'll be glad you did. So you can always email me, shooter@thegss.com, like our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show, and please be safe out there in this 250th celebration of our wonderful country, the blessing that America is to this world. And I hope you feel that way, because that's how I feel.
Love the one you're with.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey. Yeah. Keep it right here.
Country.
Keep it right here.
Right here?
The Gunsmith Show on 103.1 The Ticket. We'll be back right after this.